Holiday memories for many are often triggered by a scent in the air, freshly cut pine, or more often, the smell of special foods. Essayist Mary Lou Sanelli elaborates.
What is it about aroma that, without delay, arouses memory? Why, when certain fragrances are inhaled, is one pow, all at once, transported back in time? Which isn't to say that all remembering is light-hearted. Sometimes the only thing that stands between a mind and a scent is pain. If so, inhaling will hurt far more than hearing or seeing. And the ache doesn't alter with the passing years. Something so essential never changes one bit. When I was the tender age of 6, my family moved from the streets of Lower Manhattan to the suburban dream, a split-level house at the end of a New England cul-de-sac with lawns and hedges level as the sidewalks we'd left behind. My father proclaimed we were moving up. Up to where, I wondered. A child's life is so literal. My mother's response was to cling to custom. She'd already left Italy for Little Italy for the suburbs. Cooking was her lifeline. So while the kids in my new school ate bologna sandwiches, I spooned pasta fagioli out of a steamy thermos. The smell of garlic will forever remind me of the cloves my mother peeled and chopped by hand until her jar was brimming. To this day, I feel a pang of guilt because I would never help. I didn't want my fingers to smell like hers, the odor accompanying her wherever she went. I realize now it wasn't my help she needed so much as my presence to ease the solitude her days had surely become. Indeed, she had a larger house, but in all ways that matter to a woman used to company and neighborhood chatter, a smaller life. And if that isn't enough, one whiff of the pungent bulb and I can still hear my father praising the old country. And I remember how I'd roll my eyes. Like the language he spoke, his history was too alien to be my history. In a matter of a few suburban weeks, I'd migrated from the emotional culture of my family to that of Middle America. So, mixed with every waft of garlic is not only the arrogance of youth, but the glacially slow process of self-forgiveness. Perhaps it's true that time changes everything. This year I minced enough garlic to fill a jar of my own. When my husband asked how long it took to chop so much garlic, it occurred to me the answer had little to do with the minutes or hours he referred to. It can take a lifetime, I said.
Writer Mary Lou Sanelli lives in Port Townsend, Washington.